A proposal to lower property taxes by raising other taxes ran into a host of objections and drew some support at a public hearing Wednesday. Senator Lou Anne Linehan, chair of the legislature's Revenue Committee, introduced the plan. Linehan said the goal is to decrease property taxes by raising Nebraska's state support for schools, the largest single user of property tax dollars.
Ever since I've been elected, I have heard that we don't pick up our fair share, that we're 46th or 47th or 48th in the country. We are moving ourselves up to 20th in the country, and we are committing that we're going to stay there.
Art Neatfelt, who farms along the Nebraska-Kansas border, supported the proposal.
Approximately one-third of my land is in Kansas, where the tax rate is roughly one-third as high as Nebraska taxes. The average farmer probably pays 10 or more times as much to support our schools and counties as the average town or city person. And with these constant property taxes increases and lower commodity prices, we just can't take it anymore.
The proposal drew opposition from representatives of groups whose products or services would now be taxed. Among them was Matt Innes, a contractor who objected to taxing heating, ventilating, and air conditioning services.
A contract to inspect an HVAC system can run about $150 in your family budget just to look at your system. That will now cost over $160. Refrigerant leak in the middle of July or August in Nebraska, you're looking at $1,500 to repair. With this, you're over $1,600 now.
Senator Mike Groney, one of the authors of the plan, asked Innes about a trade-off. Groney said his house was caught in a flood and he has to pay $2,000 to replace a furnace.
$2,000, I'm going to pay $125 tax. That's one time. I will get a $400 tax every year reduction in my property tax. Do you think most homeowners would take that?
I'm thinking that most homeowners don't believe that you guys will live within your means.
Doug Kagan of Nebraska Taxpayers for Freedom picked up on that theme. Kagan noted that the proposal talks about capping school tax increases at the rate of inflation plus new construction. But Kagan said existing budget limits don't work.
There already exist several spending lid exceptions, transforming lids presently into what we call Swiss cheese lids, and future legislatures conveniently could blast off the cap.
Businessman Joe Murray said there was only one way to fix that problem.
A spending cap needs to be inclusive to all government subdivisions. It needs to be based on actual spending increases to control valuation spikes. It needs to be in the Constitution rather than just a statute. Past attempts with similar bills failed to stop the growth of property taxes because of lack of airtight caps. They can only be assured by being in the Constitution.
The proposal would hike the state sales tax rate by 0.75 cents. Senator Patty Pansing Brooks was among those worried about the effect on low-income people. Linehan said if someone in poverty spent $10,000 a year, that would cost them only $75 more. But Pansing Brooks said that could be significant to seniors on a fixed income or low-income families.
Even $75 to a family who's really struggling and in poverty, that's a lot when you're trying to figure out health insurance and child care and everything else that's going on.
Linehan said the proposal could help some of the people she was concerned about, but Pansing Brooks didn't sound convinced.
You also mentioned seniors, and seniors are one of the groups that are hardest hit.
Exactly.
By property taxes.
But also by a regressive sales tax.
Another area of disagreement was how the additional state aid to schools would be distributed. Under the proposal, much of that aid would go to smaller, more rural schools that currently get little aid and rely heavily on property taxes. Andy Rickley, superintendent of the suburban Omaha Pavilion La Vista Community Schools, questioned the fairness of that.
Rural school districts certainly have their own challenges, and I certainly understand, coming from a farm family myself, that ag producers need help. But the majority of Nebraska's most vulnerable children live in our largest, most equalized districts. This includes children living in poverty, children who do not understand the English language, and those who are the most profoundly disabled. It seems reasonable that the state equalization formula would not only funnel more money to the larger districts, but more importantly to those school districts where the needs are the most profound.
Representatives of some farm groups were neutral on the proposal, suggesting that additional services should be taxed in order to raise more money. Representatives of some business groups opposed the proposal, saying it would hurt the state's economic climate. The last person to testify, shortly before 11 p.m., was John Hansen of the Nebraska Farmers Union. Hansen said by his count, 4 people had testified in favor, 12 neutral, and 49 opposed to the plan. Even though he was officially against it, Hansen said a coalition he represents wants to continue to work to make sure something passes this year. The Revenue Committee is expected to meet Thursday afternoon to discuss possible changes to the proposal. For NET News at the Capitol, I'm Fred Knapp.